Amen. Amen. And that's the one that we're going to be using next Sunday morning as our pre-worship welcome song. It goes along exactly with what we were talking about this morning, that divine exchange that happens in our lives from choosing against God to choosing towards sin, and the divine exchange that God gives us that we're going to see next week in Jesus Christ, in Him giving Him to us to die on the cross for our sins. I want to welcome everybody who's here tonight in person. Welcome to everyone who's there online. I want to welcome all of our social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Be sure to heart, like, share, follow, subscribe, do all those things, especially comment. That helps in those algorithms to get everything out there in front of more people. Welcome to the phone live streaming folks also. Hopefully you didn't get dropped too much and recalled too much this morning. We're still trying to work on that. Just as a reminder to you, if you're listening tonight, we're still trying to work on that. We think we have it narrowed down to what it could be. So give us some patience and some time there, and hopefully we'll have that figured out, maybe even by next Sunday, if not the following. So thank you for joining with us. Thank you for being patient with us. If you do have access to our church website at HighlandBaptistChurch.com, if you'll go over under the info tab, that's where you can download today's worship bulletin. Those are in the doorways as you came in. I think there's some around, maybe even on the stage, so be sure to grab one of those. We have the children's worship bulletins that are also under that info tab. They're in the windowsill to my right, one for ages 7 and up, one for ages 3 and up, and then also the prayer list is underneath that same info tab. So be sure to get those things downloaded. Don't forget, this morning we emphasized our missions offering that we began our week of prayer with. Be sure to grab some of these. You said these were in the pews? Okay, so you just collected some, so they're around in the windowsills on the stage. Be sure to grab the doors also. Be sure to grab one of those. Be praying this week for our international missionaries, and be praying about what God would have you to give towards the Lottie Moon Christmas offering that, as we heard this morning, goes 100% to those missionaries on the mission field. And so if you want to do your online giving, you can go to HighlandBaptistChurch.com, go to the right-hand side, click that Give Online tab, do your regular online giving. You can do that with these envelopes that are in the pews in front of you, and these are up on the stage. These are the Lottie Moon Christmas offering envelopes. You can do that by clicking the drop down there on the website and choosing that also. And so just encourage you to do that. If you do give it in this envelope for Lottie Moon, in addition to your regular offering, just make sure you make the notation there so the counters will see that when they count later this week and each week. Also, we just want to remind you once again, you heard this morning, we've got Prime Timers coming up. There's not really a sign-up sheet for it, but just a reminder about that, not this Tuesday, but the next Tuesday, it's a potluck. Bring your finger foods and sandwiches. There is a white elephant gift thing. You can see that in your bulletin, so be sure to take note of that. We also have some other things that are upcoming. We've got the Angel Tree deadline coming up next Sunday. I know that says the 11th. I didn't change that slide yet, but it is the 7th. It's the 11th that they will be actually coming to pick those up. So you have a little bit of grace in there after the 7th, but none after the 11th. That's it. They'll be coming to get them to take them to the kids. And so if you've not gotten those back to us yet, just put those out here in the foyer next to the Christmas tree where you picked up your angel at there. I know there was a couple that mentioned to me they didn't get a bag, so let us know that if there was something missing or something you needed some questions about. Please don't hesitate to call us. We'll be glad to fill you in and help you with that information. And then also don't forget the Christmas parade. Several mentioned to me this morning that you would help with various things. We need help in the early part of this week. Hopefully tomorrow afternoon we get everything in from our vendors for the cards that we're putting on the Christmas candy canes, as well as the stickers that we'll be putting on. If not, it'll be at the latest on Tuesday. We'll be sending you a text out to make sure everybody's in that group, so you'll be able to know the latest update on that. We'll send you a text when everything's ready for you to come by and pick up. We've got about 2,000 of those that we're going to be giving out during the parade. It's an opportunity for us to share the gospel. The little cards that we're putting on have a little gospel track on it, and it'll have some information about our Christmas program that we'll be doing. If you got your newsletter this week, you saw that is December the 21st, 10 o'clock in the morning at our regular, or 10:30 in the morning at our regular service that morning. And so I want to encourage you to be here for that, help spread the word about that. We'll be having some posters next Sunday for you to take and share with. We'll have some things on social media for you to share with there also. So that's just one of the things earlier in the week to help us with the parade. One of the other things we need is kids and adults even, if you want to come and ride on the float. We need some people to sing some songs, some Christmas carols, some songs that we're singing as a choir that are real simple, easy songs. You'll learn it before the night's over because that will just be on repeat with a couple of two songs. And the kids and everyone else who's on the float, it helps them to memorize those songs. We also need some individuals that would help walk in the parade to actually hand out those tracts with the candy canes on it. We can't throw those from the float, otherwise we'd just do that. So we have to walk with our wagons, sometimes our backpacks. I think we're going to be able to do everything with our wagons this time instead of the backpacks, and so we'll just be grabbing a few out of the wagon, going around and handing those out as fast as we can and keep going in that direction. So we do need some help for people to walk in the parade to help us with that. So if you can help in any of those ways, see me tonight. If the Lord imprompts you throughout the week, call the church office. We'll know tomorrow what our parade float number will be. That will tell us about where we'll know where our float will be. We won't know exactly till they put the numbers out on the street to know exactly where it's at, and that won't happen till Friday. But we'll be able to let you know what our number is, what side of the street at least, to look for us on, to meet us at that afternoon. And we'll give more details on Wednesday night when we know those specifics. So, Brother Mike, if you'll come.
Good evening. When looking at the scripture for tonight's sermon and the title, How to Strengthen Your Faith, not sure there's a better song than Trust and Obey. So let's stand and sing Trust and Obey. Ms. Pat.
When we walk with our Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. Let us do His good will. He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay, for the favor He shows and the joy